Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Welcome back to Old and Bold. It's your boy HP, Harry Pinero, man. You know the name and you know the initials. But it's not just me here. It never is. I'm joined by my brother, though. Yeah, you know who that man is. Tell him something, though. All right, then. What's that?
That's the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do you know what, brother?
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, man?
I'm blessed. Always,
you
know? Brother.
How are you, though?
I'm good.
Yeah, you are.
Life
you
is good. Alhamdulillah.
I'm a bit tired today.
You are?
Yeah,
what happened, though? You know, you had a coffee this morning, though.
Yeah, I know. But you know what it is? I had a coffee and then a latte.
Mm.
And you know when you try to do too much with the caffeine?
Yeah.
It has the opposite effect on the body.
So now it's unwired.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like you gave this body one thing, like, okay, energy, da da da. Then you introduce more to it. It's like, no, this is too much. I need more. You know what I mean? So basically, science teaches us that...
I like when you go into this one. Let me just adjust the mic for you. There you go. Okay, yeah. Because you've got to make sure that it's there for you and no one else.
Yes. So listen, science teaches us that your personality comes from the gooch. Do you get what I mean? And people that don't know what a gooch is, yeah? It's that little space between your balls and your arsehole.
Okay, can
so
we?
So that's essentially all the way your personality, that's where the nucleus of your personality is. And that's essentially what brings you life. You get what I mean? So... my gooch is a bit...
I'm going to move on from this because I don't want to hear about this.
So are you my friend then?
No,
so what kind of information do you want to... If I can't talk about my gooch to my brother...
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that.
So tell me about your gooch then.
Wallahi, I'm not going to tell you about that. Yeah? Anyway, listen, Darkest, I'm super happy that you're here today, even though I thought you wasn't going to be here today because you just don't respond in the group chat, and it's fine. And it's... Do you know, me and Neve, I didn't want to say it. Neve's in the cut. We tried to get her a mic. I mean, Neve, you can say hello and shout if you want to.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, now, I don't know if you can hear that. Might have subtitles there, because we're working on things in the studio.
Yeah.
And we was really upset. We had a heart-to-heart. She was crying, and I just said, it's all right, Neve. It's fine.
She's not used to me yet. That's what it is. It's not personal.
Yeah.
It's not personal. I'm just not serious about life.
That's fine.
That's what it comes down
to. It's all love. Our heart broken. Oh, she's basically said the heart's broken, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what?
Wait, hold on.
All right, can I just say, yeah?
Yeah.
You see those type of lattes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you love the drink, right? But there's an element of ASMR to it.
Yeah.
The ice.
That's what it is. I like the way the...
Yeah.
Should I pick up? See what I'm saying?
Crazy. Yeah. No, that one there is good.
That's what's necessary.
All right, cool. We're going to start a game. Just a little icebreaker. Because we used to do a lot of games. We used to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
We changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I ranged a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Ooh, almost said something crazy there. So we're going to start a game where you basically will start off a sentence and I have to make another sentence based off it. So if you, for example, if you go, today I went to the park, Trevor Nelson was DJing, and we just keep going until we find a proper...
A proper conclusion.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you start
first. Not in the letters. I can say whatever I want.
You can say whatever you want, brother.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Okay, so I went to Hyde Park today and Trey Songz had on one sock.
What's funny about that was that he was knee sliding listening to an Usher song.
Yeah, and I don't really understand why he knee slid when exactly, like, Zidane wasn't there to witness it.
Bearing in mind, Kenny and AJ were twerking on a tree.
Yeah, but then KSI's bid doesn't exactly connect, so I don't know how the union exactly progresses in that factor.
There was a microphone attached to a tree, and Chunks was singing.
In that same tree, you'll find a cat with one leg at the top of it.
That cat's girlfriend was actually Spex Gonzalez.
That cat's girlfriend was actually involved in a threesome with me and Sharky.
Okay, so now we ended it.
Because
I don't know where this sentence is going. Where is it going?
Yeah, I know. When you start clutching animals, that's when you're done.
I think the police have to be involved.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's try another one. All right, let's try it with simple sentence.
I'll try and make it make sense as well, because I'm just going off on
time. Yeah, so I'll make it make sense. Simple sentence, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Today, I didn't have breakfast.
But I did have lunch, though.
It was an avocado sandwich.
This was before my massage at exactly 8:30 a.m.
Pierce Morgan was actually next in line.
To the throne of the patriarch.
Which actually started in Mozambique.
Yes, but the Seven Kingdoms don't exactly agree with this decision.
This is an argument that was going off on Reddit.
It started off when Piers Morgan gave the speech to the fundamentals.
In the crowd was Louis Nani and Shinji Kagawa.
They both were doing kick-ups mid-speech.
Which really infuriated Lewis Hamilton.
Infuriated? Infuriated. Yeah, that happens to the best of them. And during the speech, there was a lot of going on. There was a lot going on, and people did disagree. And
you're doing a mixtape.
What?
It's simple sentences.
I'm sorry.
Very simple.
I'm sorry. Like, it's just because I can't. You know when the ball gets rolling, it's hard to stop.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay, start again.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay, start again. Okay, start again.
One more time.
Okay, go.
I have a problem today.
The One Piece anime has taken way too long.
It's got a good ending. But my trainers hurt when I watch it.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth did make the trainers, but it's not her fault.
Depending on how you look at it, YouTube has killed the game.
Yeah. They did kill the game, but I had a £5 note once.
I spent it on Halal Haribos.
Halal Haribos, I don't believe exist. I mean, they do exist, but at the same time, they don't.
He's done it again.
No, you can't just cut me off and say he's done it again.
No, Neve, I'm not.
What the hell?
To the point.
Well, I can't say more than five words. But
you're like, listen.
Cool. No, start again. I'll show you what you're doing. Start again. No, start again. You're going to be mad.
Okay, cool.
My life, go.
I don't really like cameras.
They add £10.
To my face.
Also my thighs.
But nobody knows that.
But they can see it.
Depending on what camera lens they're looking at.
Is it usually the wide lens?
Speaking of wide lens, anime.
It really is the greatest thing in the world.
Is it though?
When you look at the nucleus of it, yeah.
Makes sense.
Past tense.
Sentence.
Is what I got in court.
5 years.
Do half.
I'm chuffed.
I'm charged.
Like a battery.
Duracell.
Panasonic.
Sony.
That's a TV.
On a PS5.
That I watch.
That I play.
With my friends.
GTA.
What a game.
EA Sports.
And that's kind of... Yeah,
brother, see, I'm getting better now. It's about... Do you know what it is though, bro?
Do you know what?
It's about making your mistakes at the beginning and then just firing through.
Just fire through. All right. So, Darkest, you know, the funny thing is, obviously, our podcast is called Old and Bold, right? I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whether it is, it's not really up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
I've explained it to the world. I embrace me being old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it had me thinking.
You're not old, bro. I wouldn't say you're old. You're older than everyone that walks into the room, but I wouldn't say you're old.
All right, man.
Yeah.
That's fair though. But do you know what it is? I own the fact that I'm old. You know what? I'm getting grays and they're staying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I remember like I used to go to the barbers, yeah? And then maybe I was a little bit insecure about it, yeah? But I would get the barber to dye my hair black.
Yeah.
Like it was ridiculously black. Like I'm talking about this black, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I only have a bit of fibers for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back to being gray.
Yeah. But you know why I don't mind you using spray? Because you use it to cover the grays, as you just said, right? Whereas a lot of people nowadays use it to lie to the union.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
To saying, oh, I have hair. No, you don't. Let's go swimming, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying? And then we'll see black things in
and
the
then,
water.
Yeah, and then we'll, yeah. And then you're an octopus.
Then it looks like there's oil.
Yeah, you're an octopus.
Yeah, you're an octopus. Yeah, and we don't like that.
We don't like octopuses. But by the way, how are you with, just sorry to go off on a little side turn, because you know me, I like to go left sometimes.
Yeah, bust a left.
How are you with dark humor?
It depends on, is it going to get me in trouble?
No. So I found a video online. I was dying of tears.
Yeah.
But because it's not just, let me just explain to you. So listen to this with a straight face, right?
Dad, why do they say gardeners have green thumbs when their thumbs aren't green?
It's just a saying, son. It's like when someone is caught stealing, they say they've been caught red-handed even though their hands are black.
That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
That's good.
Bro, if I saw that first thing in the morning, I was dying.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
It's the simple fact of the tone. Yeah, it was so serious. Yeah, there wasn't a joke at all.
AI is the greatest. I was telling you, AI.
That's a good one.
Have you seen Fruit AI?
Bro.
It's the greatest thing ever.
No, it's so good,
I'm seeing strawberries cheat on apples.
No.
And a bananas.
But it's leveled up. Before, it was literally like, just like the juices just flowing, right? Yeah. Now it's a thing where they've got character now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, bro, it's elite. AI, it's weird because maybe this is another conversation for us to have, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's your views on AI?
I love it. I like it. I don't know. I think it just makes things a bit more convenient. But I don't know how it's going to be in the future, because apparently it's going to put a lot of people out of jobs and stuff and all that kind of stuff. I mean, but I'm not worried. I mean, it's not going to take
AI, for me,
it can't make another Darkest Man.
It can't, but it can make another visual version of it if they get it spot on. Because there is some AI videos that I've seen, and the minute they turn, they look like a whole different person, right? Yeah. But it's going to get better. The software is going to get completely better, But do you know what kills me about AI is some of the songs that I've listened to, So it could be a 1930s version of a Drake song, And they're slapping.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I don't like... If it was me and it was a friend of mine.
I know when that hotline blink.
You get me? That's fun. But then also for the artists, you reckon you'd be devastated. It's this song is probably going viral better than the song that I originally made. Would you not feel pissed off? Or do you reckon it's still good promo?
I don't know. I wouldn't feel pissed off. I'll just feel you've made because it's still my thing. You just kind of sort of, maybe even if you improved on it, you just improved on something I made.
Yeah.
So I'd still feel somewhat proud. But if you made it better, obviously I'd still feel a bit better about it. But
the only thing I'm a bit if it was, because I've seen there's been Martin Luther King AIs, And as funny as they are, for the family who they have lost someone, it's kind of you're joking around with someone's death, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I feel the balance between what's right and wrong, it won't even exist with AI because people don't care.
Yeah.
I've seen, there was one elite story of Ronaldo, Messi and Neymar and Mbappe, And
Mbappe is the evil guy.
The evil guy, But Neymar's conspiring with Mbappe and then Messi's so tiny. Oh, bro, I was invested in the story.
AI is the greatest. Bro, there was one, I think Ronaldo and Kobe Bryant were working at McDonald's. Yeah. And then I'm just and then the back of it comes in, orders something, and he just randomly starts doing kick-ups. And then it just turned into an 11-a-side match.
Yeah, it's the creativity behind it is crazy.
It's
but
insane, I love
it. What do you think AI is going to be in the next, let's say, 15 years?
I don't know. You know, whatever we say now, I think we're just going to be wrong. Because if we... Remember, bro, 20 years ago, people used to think we'd be flying on hover cars and all these spaceships. And we are somewhat close to that, I guess. Mm. But I don't know. I feel like whatever we're going to say now, we're just going to be wrong. But I feel like AI is... Because, bro, I'll be real with you. ChatGPT, just based off ChatGPT alone, Sometimes I don't get how they did it. What is our, is it an actual thing? Or is it just something that just scours the internet and gives you an answer?
At a rapid rate.
Yeah, because, it's too good.
Because it takes maybe 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And boom, it has everything ready.
Yeah.
But then maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that software works.
Yeah.
It is very impressive.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And I was so against ChatGPT. I was like, bro, I'm not going into the system, into the matrix and them things.
There was one point, I think there was one day I woke up in the morning, you know my routine. I have to wake up, brush my teeth, take a shit, right? So I was taking a shit and it came out like water. This was the greatest shit I've had in my entire life. You know when it comes out, have you ever shat so good you piss second?
Yeah, because you have to reserve the fuel.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Because
you don't want to mix it together.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So the shit came out first, but it came out like water. Like, blah, 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 blah. And those are generally like, those ones there, like I'm proud, it comes, you know what I mean?
It's,
I generally like, I want to, like I'm just saying thank you, body. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you for processing it. So I had to, obviously, I had to double check if I was ovulating.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know ovulation has absolutely nothing to do with
it. But you wanted to know.
But I wanted to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you have questions, regardless of how stupid they are, they're my questions. You know what I mean? And I'm going to ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT did call me an idiot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I did find out.
So it's got a big character.
No, it is. My name's Trey. I named mine Trey. Yeah, Trey. Yeah.
My dog.
Yeah, Trey. Yeah. So yeah, I was just chatting to him for a little bit, and then he really kind of put things into light for me because he was like, "You're a nigger. You don't ovulate. Of course, you just have a good bowel system." And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much. Thank you." So yeah, man.
So it called you the N-word?
No, it's, you know what I mean, it does. I do anger it a little bit, the N-word comes out.
Okay, fair. I like that. I need to. I don't have ChatGPT. I just go on the website and I just say what I need to say and that's it.
No, go and ChatGPT, bro.
Because I just feel like once I do that, bro, I'm not going to think anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I think it's trying to eliminate the process of human beings using their initiative and their brain.
Talk to them.
To have cognitive theories that can actually develop into understandings. Yeah. And I don't want to...
Do you know what it is, Harry? I want to keep you going, but I want to give you the stage fully. Yeah. Martin Luther King gave a speech, right?
Yeah.
And I want you to give a similar speech. I want yours to be called I Had a Nightmare.
I had a nightmare that we stopped using our brains and we was in chains by ChatGPT. You should go to the gym and have a PT instead of using the app frequently.
Amen.
This is not a game. It's not a PlayStation, but the station you play in could leave you laying in a corpse without listening to your thoughts.
You know I will.
The nightmare, have I woken up? Not yet, I'm sleeping. The younger generation will say, I'm geeking. They say that the younger generation are doing no freaking.
Wake me up, Lord.
I had a nightmare.
He's the goat. All right, guys, we can hear.
Yeah, my son's
Harry,
here.
Harry brought a son, and then we can hear a little kid. You know what I mean? We didn't kidnap anyone.
He's just making noise. All right, so speaking about ChatGPT and speaking about this new generation, right? It made me think, right? Obviously, we had a very different childhood, different upbringing to a lot of the kids of this generation, right? So there's a lot of things that they're accessible to that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
These things were probably in the works and have now come into fruition now with them, right? So I wanted to compare our upbringing, because you are technically...
I'm the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I'm like a Gen Z millennial.
Yeah, I'm a Gen millennial.
Gen millennial.
I'm a millennial Z.
Millennial, wow.
Yeah, come on, bro.
So a few things that we had when we was younger would be outdoor play. Mm-hmm. So that's like riding bikes, tag, hanging out at parks until dark, doing absolutely nothing, right? In-person socializing, so sleepovers, going to the shopping center, calling friends on your actual house phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I've seen a house phone in the last 10 years, right? TVs and movies will be scheduled, so you'd be waiting for shows like Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon for your best shows.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously gaming, Nintendo 64, PlayStation 2, the likes of those things. And then music wasn't Spotify. We didn't have no streaming. It was CDs, MP3s, cassette players. And then the internet, like, it was on a PC. So the likes of, like, you know, WhatsApp didn't exist. It was like MSN and browsing. Now, in your opinion, before we get into... let's get into what Gen Z are doing right now, yeah? And let's compare. Compare to meerkat.com, all right? So, social media content and creating content. So scrolling or posting on TikTok and Instagram. That's essentially what's happening right now.
If I'm comparing that now to back in the day, two complete different worlds.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, bro, I'll be real, when we started YouTube, but YouTube wasn't even my idea, it was Chunks, isn't it? But
yeah.
When our group started this whole YouTube social media thing, no one else our age was really doing that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So like, it was a very...
Do you remember what people were doing around that time?
They had, I'd say, entrepreneurship, or they just had, like, you know, the normal 9-to-5s, right?
Yeah.
So I think everyone was just trying to get by in life with like that, which is not a problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
But at the time, yeah, bro, like when we started, we did kind of get a few raised eyebrows from a lot of people, like, what are these
lot doing?
Because
it's new, innit? Yeah, it's new. Like, yeah,
what are these lot doing? Da, 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 da. Like, putting yourself on camera, but I could never, blah, blah, blah. So as the years went on now, I think being a YouTuber is like the number one wanted job in the world.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah, or being a blogger, or just being out there in general.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, yeah, I think it's different. And also how we communicate. How we communicate is so different. Bro, like, I don't think man can move to gal now the same way we used to do back in the day. Back in the day, you had to be good at communication face to face, because we didn't have the give me your snap, da da da. You could do the little BB pin, but no one like really had the courage to do that. It was more face to face, talk to me now. You get what I mean? So I feel like now we're much better communicating than people are now, because now it's just crazy.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, because our communication skills was, that's all we had.
We had to knock on people's doors, say, yo, can my man come out?
Yeah.
Thank you. We had to interact with
different
people. It's a bit
more brazen. Okay, even more so, yeah. I look at things like when you are outside someone's house, you don't knock on the door anymore. You call them to say, yo, I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or you text them. Whereas back then you'd press the bell or you'd knock on the door. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So like things like that. But anyway, even though we was kind of online gaming, more often than not, it was your friend would come to your house or you'd go to your friend's house and you'd play a game. But now there's online gaming, games like Fortnite and whatever, streaming everything.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is documented in live time. So if you're at a concert, you don't tell anyone about the concert, how great it was, or you don't watch it on TV. You can see it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. All right. So like there's digital communities like Discord, you know, there's like niche little online spaces that you can literally communicate with. Short form entertainment. So like memes, viral trends, quick videos, those things are popping right now. And hybrid socializing. Now, this is the thing that I think is probably the most worrying thing about social media now, or even like the Gen Z now, is that like people be hanging out with each other, but they're on their phones.
Yeah.
We also do that because—
No, we'll lie, we do.
Because our minds are like halfway there. Because I've gone to my friend's house, yeah? Broski, I've said to him, bro, I can't wait to link, man. It's been a minute, yeah? We've been saying, da-da-da-da-da. He's on his phone, like this. Nah, it's mad still. Like, and then, hold on 2 seconds. Like, it's that type of communication, yeah? And I just feel like a part of humanity is being taken away. And this generation probably have no understanding of what we've gone through or what we had. So much so that this is normal to them. This isn't even like, when we speak about how it was back then, they're like, oh, come on, man, that's fossil times. What do you think in comparison? And basically, you're a bit of both. Who do you reckon had the more, I won't say better upbringing, but yeah, Gen Zs or millennials?
I'll be very honest with us. I think we did. Because we're the best of both worlds, because we've experienced life. We've had to experience life without the phone and not being constantly like consumed by what's on our screens and stuff. And we've had to be forced to sort of communicate and live and actually live life.
Yeah.
And then we've transitioned into, you know what I mean, the people now where we're just, you know what I mean, you're with your brethren and you're on your phone and you could just be scrolling through TikToks or replying back to a message and stuff like that. So because we've experienced both, I can tell you which one's better. For personally, I'd say the first part. I'd say definitely the first part, because I think that's what really built my character as opposed to now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like, I even tried it the other day, bro. I was like, you know, I'm not going to use my phone today. So literally, I didn't even charge it, bro. Literally, I left it dead, da, 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 and I just started using my wife's.
So
defeats the purpose, yes.
It's not your phone.
It's not my. It's not.
But
my
at the
phone.
Same time,
yes,
you're still using it.
Yeah. So I couldn't get away from it.
Do you think it's like a? I won't say a pandemic. I feel like it's a bit of a wild word to use.
Pandemic's
crazy. But do you think it's an absolute problem, the fact that we are so engrossed in being in our phones rather than actually engaging in conversations with people? For example, going out to eat and it's like, before your food gets there, you're looking at your phone. You put your food down or you take a picture of your food. Like, what do you reckon this is? Like,
I think it's sort of an escape. So like
from what exactly though?
Just whatever you're doing at that particular moment. So for example, if there's like a moment of awkwardness, or if you're feeling really hungry, or if your head hurts a little bit, or You know what I mean? Or you're worried about something. Just doing this, checking your messages kind of stops you from thinking about that. Mm. Instead of using that sort of distraction to actually, you know, communicate with the people in front of you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think also to add, I just genuinely feel like there is a disconnect between that reality of life, right? And it's not no one's fault because this is what it's been. But I do think, yeah, there's an actual problem because even when I go out, yeah, somewhat like my mum says this to me all the time, yeah. She'll be like, you'll come home, the first thing you do is sit down and go on your phone. And that's, for her, is probably like the worst thing because she's like, this is the one time I want to spend with my son and I'm just on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even doing anything. Mm-hmm. I might respond to some messages which I need to respond to, but I think the worst thing ever is for someone that isn't so engrossed in her phone, she'll be like, she'll go quiet, look at me, and then I'll look up and I'll just be like, okay, I'm putting my phone down. And she'll say, just try an hour. Like, work is not, nothing is going to change. And
you never know though, man. Sometimes, bro, sometimes if I put my phone down for an hour, I feel like I've missed best stuff. Mbappe to United. I don't know.
Yeah, you could have missed that.
I could have missed that.
Yeah, true. You could have missed that.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, so I want to look at some of the biggest differences, yeah? We had to wait. That's the big part. We had patience. If things wasn't just given to you straight away, it wasn't faster, you didn't have to wait. Whereas everything for Gen Z is instant. Now, in comparison, yeah, do you feel like you prefer things being instant or do you prefer having to wait so there's like build up, you're building up momentum for something, whether it's a football match, whether it's results, match of the day, a music video coming out. Do you prefer that or do you like it, everything instant?
I like everything instant. I'm very honest with you. Bro, I'll be real. One of my biggest flaws, I think, in my character, I'm not a very patient person. I don't like waiting. When it comes to anything, I don't like waiting. When I know I need to do something or I want something, I'd ideally like it there and then. Like if I'm waiting for an episode of a manga or like, no, episode of an anime, I want to watch it now. Like, I don't want to wait a week, even though I have to. But I'm saying if I had the choice, I'd press a button and watch it now. Waiting line at the airport, don't like doing it. Waiting for people, like coming to work first and then waiting for someone else, don't like it.
Oh, is that why you're always late?
That's exactly why I'm always late. Because I like to be fashionably late.
Okay, cool.
I like to be like, wow.
Now I know your reasoning.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm being honest here. Listen, if I open my heart and don't infiltrate and say this is wrong.
I don't want to be in your
please,
heart.
Please, yeah. You don't want to be in my heart?
That's wrong, man.
No, but I didn't mean it like that, bro. I didn't mean it like, I just meant it in that way. Like,
I want an apology.
I'm sorry, bro.
I prefer everything instant. But I do also believe that patience is a very, very good quality to have. Because I don't know, because sometimes you're forced to just be patient and you'd rather just deal with that with a clear mind than thinking, oh, I don't like this feeling. Why do I have to wait? Blah, blah, blah. I want things now. And then that affects your mood, innit? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, man, I think it's good to be, you could be one of those people that like things instantly, but I need you to also understand the value of patience. I think patience is very, very important in just normal day-to-day living.
And then, so social life, we met people in person in regards to anything. You find someone attractive, you see them out, and then you go and speak to them. Or your friendship groups, you didn't have a WhatsApp group. It was like, we'll chat when we see each other. Whereas now there's group chats, there's online, you can actually speak to somebody, get to know them without even seeing their face physically.
That's horrible though, bro.
So would you reckon?
Because I agree. Very
I do think for the first part, in terms of like access to like entertainment and stuff, I do like waiting for a show. Yeah? Because I feel like once I bang out a show, I'm done.
Have you watched Invincible? The new season of Invincible?
I'm waiting. I don't want to bang it out, bro. I don't want to bang it out. This is my point.
Invincible is so good.
Yeah. It's an incredible show. Yeah. But like my point is that I like to have something to look forward to. Because if I watch it all in one go, I'm stuck where I was when I first started it. So I like to give things time. So it's a balance of both. In regards to like people meeting up in person, getting to know someone physically, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yo, nice to meet you. My name's this. And starting speaking to them in comparison to like everything is done online. What's your preference if you was in a situation like that?
I'd say talk to someone, definitely talk to someone face to face. Because bro, I'll be real with you, I've had a lot of interactions with people face to face that made me the person I am today. Like for example, the first time I ever moved to a girl, it was in we were watching, I was going to a cinema to watch a movie called Shank. Yeah, I think it was a UK film. So I went to the cinema to watch it. As I went into the cinema, I went by myself, and there was only one other girl in the cinema. And I remember, like, I found her very attractive at the time. So imagine she was there, everyone was using Blackberries. I think I've told this story online before, yeah. Then I went to her and I was like, hey, how are you? What's your name? She told me her name. And I was like, oh, can I, what's it called? I was like an idiot. I said, do you have a phone? This is me asking for her like digits.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, do you have a phone? She's using it in front of me, bro.
Okay.
She said, no.
Damn.
Bro, I asked her, do you have a phone? And she said no while using her phone.
Do you think though, it's not because she didn't find you attractive?
It's probably just the approach.
The approach was basically like, because the next
plus,
thing
and plus I was a mess, bro. I was like, I was at the worst point in my life. Like I was really like, I wasn't this.
Do you have a phone? And she said no in front of you. Is mad. Do you reckon it's because like
that was the first time I moved to a girl, bro?
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I didn't know how to chat to them.
Do you reckon it's because she probably thought, right, is he trying to jerk my phone?
It could have been anything. I'll be real with you. If I was her in that situation, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is this flipping, this overweight Somali trying to ask me for my number? You know what I mean?
Nah, man, have manners for yourself.
No. At the time, I was a mess. It's good to acknowledge you're a mess.
She could have saw your heart, man.
Yeah. I hope she sees this now. Like, right, is that my man? All my days, I made a mistake. Like, all my days, it's darkest. Like, do you know what I mean?
All right, man, cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm thinking like, yeah, I think for the majority of my teens, before it got to BB and all of that stuff, it had to be an in-person thing. I think that's where my like confidence and character comes from.
You need in-person interaction.
But there are some people that still, like young kids, that still will approach someone that they like on the road.
Okay, fine. But you know what it is? Those same people nowadays, I feel like youths nowadays are better moving to a girl online than they are face-to-face.
Yeah,
definitely. Because when you're on your ones and you're on your phone, you can...
No, you turn into Shakespeare.
Yeah, bro.
You turn into this... Yo... Thought about you the other day in my dream. And now I want to make you cream.
Yeah, see, and now I'm going to see like Harry.
Yeah.
I would call the police if you said that.
Okay, fair. That's actually really bad. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. But anyway, my point is like they've got an element of like...
Well, there was a message in his ex, yeah? He said a cold line. He must have been like, yo, happy birthday. I miss us. You ain't even got a reply. Oh my God. Like, bro...
If, no, but you know, deep down, you want a reply.
Yeah, you want a reply.
And if they but don't then, reply, you're cooked.
Yeah, you know.
So it's not as smooth as you think it may be, innit?
It's, bro, but it's a good shot to take on target.
No, it is. It's a
very good shot to take on target.
Because the probability of you missing is as equal as you scoring.
Like, happy birthday. You've acknowledged that it's my birthday. Yeah, you remembered well without even me telling you.
Yeah, I miss us.
I
miss you. I miss
what we had.
Yeah, wow.
I miss that connection we had. You ain't even got a reply.
Yeah.
Like, that just means... I just really just wanted to tell
because
you this
what do you okay in your like if okay if you got sent that what do you even reply?
I think I'll bash. No, I'm joking. Okay. Oh, no, okay. No, I won't talk for long. Okay, so basically, what I'll do is, what would I
see,
do?
See, that's it. That's yeah, alone. Even,
yeah,
the
this
fact
already,
that you're rubbing
like,
your head, piece.
That's just
you
like,
don't even know what you're gonna do.
I'll panic. I'm telling you.
But you see stuff like that. That's like
I think I'll drive to Luton for no reason. Like, I'll just, you know what I mean?
And just be thinking.
And put it in sport. And just drive.
And just go.
Music on blast.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you. That's how you lose your license.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll be honest. Being smoother in real life is like, there's no better feeling than seeing someone react to what you're saying to them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget, this was years ago. I think I was on a train. And me and this girl were both walking the same carriage. And I don't know if it was... She was walking because I was walking, and I don't know how we both ended on the same carriage. Yeah, I think no, she ended up on this carriage, and I ended up on a carriage before her. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what, let me walk through to the carriage. Yeah, and I just said, obviously, I'm talking about the train is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So I've said to her, I said, is anyone sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, nah. So then we started talking. Yeah, halfway through, I'm talking like I'm asking her what she do, what I do. Our views on where we just came from, like a normal conversation, yeah? Mm-hmm. And it was pure, like I'm talking about it was just pure.
Yeah.
And then she said, halfway through the conversation, she goes, you know, I don't know the last time that somebody actually spoke to me. Like all of the times where people try to speak to me, it's literally on the road, in their car, mm-hmm. or like trying to beep, and I'm never going to stop for that. Or someone will message me on my Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time and it's reminded me of back in the day.
Yeah.
So we started chatting and then I left it and I was just like, literally I'm talking about the whole journey we was chatting. Mm-hmm. She got off before me and I was just like, I didn't even ask for her number.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, oh, so they're gonna ask for my number? Yeah. And I was like, listen, if that's what you want,
then take
the number, it's fine. Yeah. But it was just that, and it was a very like genuine conversation. Like we were just talking about life and everything. And this was like way before like I even started doing content properly. Like, so I kind of was just in the beginning, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I remember just thinking, bro, this stuff doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was getting to that stage where every little interaction I had with any girl would be online. Mm-hmm. Apart from someone coming up to you and saying...
It never beats face-to-face.
Nah, nothing is better
never,
than...
Never,
like, seeing somebody feel like they love what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to take this further.
Yeah.
Is a great feeling.
Yeah. But so, I think when I was, there was a point when I was in year 10, me and my friends were outside the school, yeah. And there was like seven of us. And there was this one girl that walked by. And you know that when that one girl walks by, every man just,
The head turner.
Everyone's literally, bro. And the thing is, we're so childish, yeah. We don't even hide it. Like, we're like, oh my days, she's bling. She's peng, she's buff. Like all these words were flying. You know the old school words. So imagine me, I'm like, immediately, I need to be remembered for something. Mm. You get what I mean? I approach her, which is so unlike me.
Yeah,
but
course.
You know the moments where you're just overwhelmed, the confidence just hits you.
You get a little battery pack.
Like,
and it just goes.
I didn't have nothing before this. This is not going to ruin my day.
Yeah,
you get what I mean? You know what I mean? So imagine I approach her, and do you know what her name was? Ornella. And I have a friend called Ornella. Yeah. We both have a friend called Ornella.
Yeah, Ornella.
Do you get what I mean? So imagine I approach her, and then immediately she's not even trying to, like, I just start walking with her, but I'm talking to her as well. And then she's not even looking to me face to face until I made her laugh. As soon as I made her laugh, that's when I was like, I'm in there, I'm in there. So imagine she ended up living like right around the corner. And she was she was like 2 years older than us, right?
Yeah.
So she ended up living like right around the corner. My nigga, I walked her home and I got a pin. The next day, bro,
CEO.
Bro, my teachers couldn't chat to me.
Yeah.
My teachers couldn't chat to me. And I was like, bro, that's when I think my confidence, I've never been more confident in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know when you actually, bro, this is what I'm saying, there is no reward without risk.
I know.
I'm telling you.
And I remember, like there was a time I was in Peckham, I was like 14 and I was really like, I was good at chatting to people, like generally, just chat to them. But when it came down to like, I want you to like me,
yeah.
I struggled, And I'll never forget, someone said, to me, they was like, bro, if you're chatting to a girl and you ask for a number, all she's going to say to you is no. The best thing she'll say is yes. And then I remember like, he took me to the girl and said, yo, do you find him attractive? And she was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, well, how do you feel about having his number? She was like, yeah, I don't mind. And I was like, is it that easy?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what have I been doing this whole time?
Yeah.
So then I started to put like little spins on how I would say things, just to like, because I feel like the first interaction with somebody, like there just needs to be something that's like an icebreaker. So whatever it is to capture their attention, as you mentioned was the joke, and like I remember like I would do crazy things, like I'd be walking with a girl and just be like, in 30 years time we're going to be walking with our kids, this is crazy. And then they'll start laughing,
carry on.
They'll start laughing, and it's like, you don't even know my name. And it's, well, what is it? And then it's like, I'm having a convo with you. And then the greatest thing ever, is when, and it's not the greatest thing for me, but it's like when a girl goes, if I met you 2 years ago, this would have been perfect, but I'm actually in a relationship. And it's like, I always end it with, it makes sense. There's no way you can be single.
All right,
leave it there.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, you may obviously go and get me married, but you'll remember me. And I remember that.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about our generation.
Yeah. Speaking of this new generation, have you ever been with Max Kadar when he's moving to a girl?
It's fast paced.
No, it's
not. It's horrible.
No, I hate being part of the interaction.
It's horrible.
I swear to God.
But I've never seen him do it.
Okay, bro.
But I've heard what he says he does.
Bro, there was one point, I think we were at an event or something, And then I see him talking to a girl. Do you get what I mean? So I'm like, oh yeah, Max, do your thing, man. Do you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. I walk past them. The girl taps me and I'm like, yo. And then she was like, and by the way, it was loud in this place. She was like, what did he say?
Oh.
And I was like, bro. And I was like, huh? And she's like, I can't understand him. What did he say? And then I went to Max. He said what he said. And then I said it to her. And then she then replies to him. And then he says something else. And then she'll be like, did he say? What did he say?
Yeah,
and then I'm just like, man. After that, I'm like, am I just this relationship's fucking translator?
I'm gone, bro.
Like, leave me alone. And I just walked away and I was just like, I love Max. And then you end up getting a number. So shout out to Max.
Fair.
Yeah, shout out to Max. Have you got the Insta?
And the maddest thing about like Max as well, I feel like he's off camera as well. He's such a chilled person, His just persona is just crazy. All right, so we're saying straight off the back, interactions in person.
When it comes to interaction, communication, I think our generation does it the best.
Okay, cool. What about the role of technology? So it was for us, I would say it was for like a, it was a tool or for events, mm-hmm. right? Whereas now it's part of the environment. Yeah. So I say that to say, if you think of like, you know, going out for food, you would go out and get food. And the only time you could probably call a restaurant, I mean, you couldn't even order a restaurant on online. You'd have to literally go and order like a pizza or a Chinese or Indian or whatever takeaway. You'd call the restaurant on it. Or sometimes you might even need to go and pick it up from the restaurant. But nowadays, you could everything you can get mm-hmm. from home, mm-hmm. whether it's food, whether it's your grocery shopping, anything, yeah? What do you prefer? Because at the end of the day, back then, we didn't know any better. We didn't know that technology was going to change. At that point, we didn't know that technology was going to change. Mm-hmm. But what's your preference now?
I'll be real. I prefer doing things in the most convenient way now. Because it's accessible.
Yeah.
Because now, like, just because I was used to doing one thing doesn't mean I want that to become the norm now as I grow up. Because now you have to get with the times, bro. Mm. If you're telling me now man can order food with a few clicks of a button instead of actually leaving my house, I'm doing that.
Shopping? So, yeah, what about shopping?
Oh, shopping is the best thing in the world. Because, bro, I can shop from... I don't have to get out of bed.
No, not food shopping. Clothes shopping.
I don't have to get out of bed.
But what about if you don't know your size?
No, to be fair, yes, you look. Now, it depends. It depends what I'm shopping for. If I'm just shopping for normal everyday clothes, like normal t-shirts and gym stuff and all that kind of stuff,
you know, I'll
risk
size.
It. Yeah, I know my size. I can risk it. I can play about, you know what I mean? But if I've got somewhere to be, you get me? And, I need to look suave, then you get me? Man, I have to go there, do my thing, blah, blah, blah. Look in the mirror, say da-da-da-da, try this on, look at it, put it against my thing. Does this fit me? Let me go double check. You get me? So yeah, it depends. I think it's good to be a bit of both.
Yeah, okay,
definitely
cool.
Good to be a bit of both.
And I want to say the creativity aspects of it. So like in terms of creativity, right? Now, this is a bit different because it's like we didn't actually have what we have now to compare it then. Because we probably would have been like, we want to change anyway. But we would make home videos. So like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your family would record on a camera. We had like fan sites, we had mixtapes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Spiff TV, That Piff. We had all of those. Like artists was literally dropping. Like your favorite artist would drop a mixtape for free. You know what I mean? Whereas now, obviously, as I mentioned before, content creating, streaming platforms, your Netflixes. We had Blockbusters back then. You'd go to Blockbusters and get a movie.
What happened to Blockbuster?
Do you know the story of Blockbusters?
No.
So, Blockbusters, I think they were going to buy Netflix, or Netflix wanted to merge with them, yeah? Because they was like, we're going to go into this streaming side of things, we're going to have our own. And they said no, because Blockbusters was at the top. Mm-hmm. And as time has changed, obviously, Blockbusters, the people stopped going to go and buy videos because obviously they had them, you pay a subscription and you can watch it on your PC, you can watch it your TV or whatever. And as time has gone on, Blockbusters is now kaput. There was only one last Blockbusters store, and that's officially closed down now. So that's what happened to them. The times, they didn't get along with the times. Mm-hmm. But Netflix was there for them. They could have been a powerhouse together. Mm-hmm. And now Netflix is the biggest thing.
I love Netflix.
Yeah, man. It's like...
No, I love it. I genuinely love it.
The owners of that must be absolutely...
Can I get involved? Like, maybe... I think I deserve a documentary.
What would your... doesn't agree.
Yeah, he doesn't agree. I think I deserve a documentary.
What would your documentary... Actually, no, I don't even want to go into it because I don't care about it.
I was circumcised on my kitchen table, bro.
Okay, see...
I have a lot to say. I've been cheated on. Have I been cheated on? No, I haven't been cheated on because I never had them. I just like them. If you like a girl, yeah, and then she ends up doing something with someone else, do you feel cheated on?
No, it's because that person was never your partner for them to cheat on you.
Is it betrayal to some sense?
To you it is.
Yes.
Because in your mind, you've conjured up a plan that this is your person.
Yes.
Or an idea, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not your reality. So it's kind of like a fantasy that has been broken by the reality more than anything. You get me?
Yeah, okay. So by the way, if you express your feelings to a girl and then she says... No, I think we should just be friends. Yeah.
That's the reality.
Did you break up?
You broke the reality. It's been smashed into pieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, yeah, you didn't break up. She just shattered your reality.
Okay. That's only happened to me, I think, 116 times.
Do you know what? True understanding of who you are is when you want somebody in school and they say to you, you're like a brother to me.
J, That's, I'll be wrong. I'd rather fail an exam than hear that.
No, and no, I'd rather have a knee injury. Yeah, where I'm not able to walk for 3 weeks than have that said to me. Especially at that, you know, I don't know, I'm naive.
Yeah,
never forget, bro. Like, one of my friends to this day, there was a girl that I really liked in school, and I had dreams that me and this girl was going to be together. We text each other, but it was never like anything that was like showing that me and her, because I didn't know how to approach it. And then she ended up going out with my friend, yeah? And I tried to mask how I felt by making it happen. I was like, no, you two should be together. But deep down in my heart,
you wanted...
I was burning. And then one of my other friends was like, bro, don't you like her? Like, why are you trying to bring them together? And I was just like, nah, man, bro, I want for my bridging what I want for me. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I did not want that to happen. I didn't want that matrimony to happen. And I was devastated. Oh, bro. And you know, I never had a girlfriend in school, you know?
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it'd be scary if I did. I went to an all-boys school.
True.
Yeah,
that would have been different. It wouldn't have actually been a girlfriend at that time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, nowadays it would.
Yeah, but that was then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never had a girlfriend in school.
Neither did I, to be fair. I've had girls I liked, but then they didn't like me back. And I've had girls that have liked me, but I didn't like them.
That happened to me as well.
And the thing is, it wasn't in my school. It was like, basically we went to an all-boys school, but there was an all-girl school right next to it. And then after school would be like a link up. You get me?
Mm.
You get me? Ah, da da da, what's your name? Blah, 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 all of this. And then kind of became friends over the years. And then, yeah, so there was a handful of girls that liked me, but I didn't like them. And there was girls that I liked, but they didn't like me. But then there was more girls that I liked that didn't like
me. Yeah, naturally though.
Yeah, that's why I even went through my colored contact phase.
Mm.
So I used to wear colored contacts at school.
Disgusting.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I had blue. There was one time I had blue eyes.
And did you think that was going to level up?
I thought I was the guy.
Did anyone notice it?
Yeah, so a lot of people noticed it. And there was this one girl. Yeah, surprisingly, her name's Laura.
Mm.
Her name was Laura, yeah. And then she was like, oh, your eyes are really cool. Oh my God. And then she got like this close to my face, yeah. And then she started looking at me and I was like, oh my God, my face keys. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Understood.
Yeah. When did you have your first kiss?
I can't remember.
Yeah, me neither, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that I can't remember.
I think that's more, I don't want to say it, but I feel like women will probably remember their first kiss more than men. Just because it's like a major thing, innit?
Yeah.
For me, I can't for the life of me
remember.
All I know is that whoever I kissed first, it was the worst kiss of all time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what was going on. I probably kissed her teeth.
Yeah.
Literally, I probably went for the teeth more than anything. So I don't even remember my first kiss.
That was jokes. I think lips with your eyes open is horrible as well.
No, it's...
Have you had one of those?
No, that's cereal.
Yeah, no, literally that's eyes open.
Like, if I'm concerned, then like that.
Yeah, no, and their lips... Bro.
And you know what I hate is when that you catch them and then they go...
Yeah.
Like, why are you closing your eyes now? I've seen you. I've seen you. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's the word. But do you know what it is though? I think it's just being inquisitive. I want to know if you're enjoying this.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is.
Yeah, usually
if their eyes are closed, it means they're into it.
But if
they're like that.
Yeah, that is literally. Now, imagine getting this one. Looking at their phone.
That's Gen Z.
No, that's Gen Z.
Oh my God. So you just like,
bro, they'll lips and then go, W's in the chat.
No, streaming your first kiss is a madness.
I know.
But so for me, getting back into like the whole creativity aspect of it, we have, obviously this is now our career. So super blessed and super grateful for it, right? But then in comparison to like the memories we had as kids, the stuff we're speaking about now, like you going in with blue contacts, you know, me trying to,
You didn't have to bring that back up again.
No, you mentioned it, bro.
I did mention it, but don't re-mention it.
All right, sorry. Anyway, as I was mentioning, would you say that like you love this new generation because of what it's done for you in terms of your life and who you are? Now so many people across the world know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you compare just the essence of people not knowing who you are, just your friends and enjoying that life? A more subtle one.
Don't get me wrong, I love, alhamdulillah, like I'm not going to say I don't love the position I'm in, I do. Mm. I mean, alhamdulillah, I'm in a position now where I can pay my bills. Do you know what I mean? I'm in good health and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've managed to influence a lot of people. And just from what they tell me and the messages I get and stuff.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah for that. But at the same time, I do kind of miss my privacy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I do kind of miss my privacy and the ability to just go out and no one looks at you twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, people kind of just leave you alone. I'll be real. I think I'm introverted and extroverted. But I would say I'm I'm a bit more introverted than I am extroverted. Mm. I do like my own space and I do like to be left alone a lot of the time, especially if I'm by myself. You get what I mean? So, but at the same time, I don't like to shove that in everyone's faces. Like there was one day at the gym, and I think it was one day at the gym, I was getting my protein shake after my workout. And then one youth came up to me and he started shouting. I hate people that shout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hate people that shout. Oh my God, you're darkest. Oh my God. And he's like, yo, can I take a picture? This is my worst one. This is the worst one. Can I take a picture? Takes a picture, puts out his phone and he starts recording. You said picture, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Now it's a video.
Yeah, and it's a video. And he's like, yo, man, we're darkest. And then everyone in the gym can hear it. And then I'm just like, in the camera, blah, blah, blah. And then I carry, and then you know, it's after that, I'm annoyed, yeah, but I can't show my man, I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
So imagine, I'm at the till and I'm getting my protein shake and I'm paying for it. And then the guy just kind of stays silent. He was like, oh, bro, thank you, bro, take care. Da, da, da. He walks off. And then literally, I think the girl that worked at the gym, she was like, oh, you guys are amazing. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you guys are just like very like nonchalant. Like you guys are very, you know what I mean?
Da, da, da. She doesn't know.
She doesn't
my
know.
My head is in Jupiter.
There's a fire burning inside
me. Yeah.
There's a fire burning inside me. And I was just like, you know, but I have to remind myself, we did kind of sign up for this life and I completely get it, yeah. Right? But at the same time, it's like, even if I am annoyed, I can't show these people that I'm annoyed because for them, they might remember it for years. Like I met Darkest, he was so nice, blah, blah, blah. But with me, I might forget about it in the next hour or so. You know what I mean? But I kind of just keep it to myself. But at the same time, if they are purposely being annoying, like for example, there was someone was recording me and they tried to touch my head. They tried to touch my head.
I've had that stuff as well,
man. I grabbed their hand and I twisted it. And immediately I knew I lost my mind. But the thing is, once you overstep boundaries, now you can't tell me how to act, bro.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean? Like, so I kind of twisted it. I didn't break his arm, but I just like, yo, don't do that. And then he was just like, oh, my bad, bro. I was like, it's all good. Just don't touch me, innit?
Yeah.
And then he just kind of felt very embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, it's not deep, blah, blah, blah. But I swear to God, I was very close to fighting.
Mm.
Don't touch me.
That happened to me once. I was at a basketball event and I was bigging up all the kids because there was like, a lot of them was in school. And then one of them tried to slap the back of my head. And he's a young kid. And I remember saying, I said, brother, you've messed up me taking a picture for all your friends now. Because why do you think you can do that? And he was like, sorry. And I remember his teacher went mad on him. Like, why you do? What did we do? Like, and at that point, I was just like, is it because of how I am with my friends on camera that people felt like they could do that? To be fair, that hasn't happened ever since. No one's ever come. But I've had people like, I'm walking and you're just putting your phone in my face. And it's like, bro, chill. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Now, if I smash your phone now, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
but don't put your phone in my face.
There's
I think there's a courtesy.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture? Is it okay if, do you know what I'm saying?
Those are my favorite ones. Or, you know, people that come normally, like human beings.
Yeah, and just be like,
I will
nice
never ever be
it,
rude
yeah.
to you. Doesn't matter. I don't care if I had the worst day ever. I'll never ever be rude to you.
Mm.
But people that feel like they can act how my friends act with me.
Yeah.
They need to distinguish that you're not my friend.
Mm.
You get what I mean? Doesn't mean I don't like you.
Yeah.
You're just not at that level where I consider
you
your friend.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't do friend shit. Mm. You get what I mean? Like, no, you can't 100%. Slap me. You can't like grab me or banter with me or like do any of these things. Come to me normally. Maybe we can have a conversation and then maybe build into that. Like, you get me? Probably won't, but I'm just saying,
come on, just a respectful tip.
I just want everyone to be respectful. But 100%. Then at the same time, bro, it's not a perfect world.
We can't control everything,
I can't
bro.
Control everyone's emotions, you get me?
That's the reality. All right, just to wrap. So obviously, one way to think about it is millennials were more, go out, let's do what we need to do. Whereas Gen Z is like, let's check our phones and see what's happening.
Yeah. Bro, there's 4-year-olds connecting to Wi-Fi now, bro. I couldn't spell Wi-Fi when I was 4.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean? So like now it's just, I don't know, man. Am I your favorite uncle?
Yeah.
Yay! Hey! Thanks, man. Appreciate you. My dog.
All right. Well, look, obviously it's half term right now. So little man's in the studio. If you have heard a kid, an iPad, crisps, someone jumping around, it's because my son's here. But yeah, no, we just wanted to have this conversation. Shout out to actually In My Opinion podcast. I went on their podcast and we had that conversation about Gen Z and the millennials. So yeah, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to say before?
In my opinion,
okay.
I'm going to drop some facts.
Facts.
Drop some stacks.
Stacks.
Got a lot of money on me. That means I drop a lot of racks.
Racks.
Max.
Tex.
Talk to him.
Violate me. I done told you how it's going to end.
Yeah.
I ain't a text message, but I will send
Ooh.
You to your maker.
Oof.
I put a lot of Glocks in my shaker.
Oof.
Bones, I might break you.
Yeah.
You got a hoodie that says spider, but you ain't got a spider leg.
No, I don't.
Had the spider on the floor. I made that spider beg.
Oh.
Spider caught driving. What's that spider, Reg?
Ooh. We rapping. Mm. I came from a block where we was trapping.
Yeah.
These niggas talking wax, but they capping. Yeah. I'm stacking. Yeah. The Mac, I blast him. Yeah. I hit him and he's fast and he's backing. Listen, I've been Harry Pinero. That's been Darkest Man. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And of course, thank you to everyone who's listening on Spotify. Please give us 5 stars and we'll see you next time.
Niggas talk a lot. I'ma kick him in his groin.
Groin.
I'ma pull out the...
Yeah.